Yeah, that's
okay, right. Okay, good. I didn't exactly get the sign I was looking for. This is Rodney Wan, director of the Clinton County Health Department. This is part of our WILO Chamber of Commerce, leading on certain times. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. How about you, gentlemen? Did you have a good Easter?
Well, yes and no. I didn't do a whole lot. I was in here the majority of it, so.
Well, under the circumstance.
Yeah, under the circumstance, it's not too bad. So. Well, have our numbers changed since the last time you and I talked?
Not as of yesterday. We were still at 11 cases, one death.
Okay, so we added an extra case then on Friday?
We have one that I think it was added on Friday late in the day or at midday, and we're still trying to track it down, but we have 11 cases and one death, yes.
Okay. So I take it it's a good sign that everything's kind of slowing down, but then again, let's don't get too hyped up about it, correct?
Yes. Well, it is good to see the curve somewhat flattened in our area. I mean, we did take a bit of a ramping, but let's stay the course and hope that we stay low in our area then.
What would be about a length of time for you guys to decide maybe it's time to kind of loosen the reins, so to say, a little bit?
Well, we're going to be watching numbers real closely this week. They're saying that the peak projection for Indiana is around the 17th through the 20th of April. And Dr. Tharp has pretty much consistently said he thinks we're a week or two behind the Indiana peak because we're in this rural area. So we hope to see some good numbers by the end of the month. I would think that maybe we can start to determine how close to the peak we really are.
What do you see as the first things or two that's going to definitely, besides the curve, what are you guys going to allow people to do after if we decide it's time to kind of loosen it up a little bit?
Well, it comes, again, as you well know, from the Fed and state level downward, from public health advising your elected officials in your government. I would suspect that at some point we're going to look to try to see if some commerce can be reopened. Obviously, that's a stimulus for everything. We've already made pretty much a decision on the schools for this year, so that's off the table as far as the semester goes. So I would think it maybe would be a little bit of a loosening of those on business. But key to that is, as you see Dr. Fauci saying, we really need to see more testing available in order to be real confident to be able to turn folks back loose to the normal everyday.
How close are we to having really full-time testing for everybody around in this area?
Well, you know, that's the million-dollar question right now. I see testing continue to increase every day here in Indiana. They do continue to ramp it up. They had new tests of around 3,000 or more a day for the last several days. But, you know, we're not the hot spot in the nation, so we're competing against everybody as we have learned in this. So I hope to think that at least the antibody tests would be available in mass production here shortly, and that would help with some of that loosening of restrictions.
What kind of restrictions do you think might get be the first, like outdoor events or just, you know, maybe a little bit more gatherings, or what would you think might be one of the first ones to be loosened up?
Well, if you're looking at it from a logical standpoint, those activities that are most essential to the community, to the well-being of folks, and to their essential survival would be business. I would think the last thing we would do is roll out back to the you know, not necessarily social distancing and certainly not seeing mass gatherings right away. That would be stepping backwards in our opinion.
Because also, I saw a thing here this morning. It says the coronavirus can travel further than we thought. It can go like it says, which is more than, you know, the new CDC report says the coronavirus can travel 13 feet in the air, which is more than twice what the social distancing guidelines. And the report also states that the virus can be spread by shoes, especially those worn by medical staff working in ICU. I don't know if you saw that or not. I have a feeling you probably did. So what would be your thoughts on that?
Yeah, and that's why we've seen social distancing numbers change here in the last week and a half or so. We're starting to see 9 feet You know, we saw the governor mention 9 feet social distancing on one of his latest releases. I've been seeing 10 feet.
I've seen that one.
Yeah, so I would say the further away, the better. If you're going to take the effort to stay away from somebody at this point, you might as well stay a couple 6 to 12 feet away and make sure that you're covered that way.
You know, the problem is if you go to any store and you stay staying 12 feet away from somebody, you'd be halfway to the back row by the time you got up there.
It remains difficult in society, and that is why we say, you know, don't go out unless you just have to during the next week or two, because, you know, if it's not that essential for you, you can do without it a little bit longer than it would be better.
That's true. All right, anything else you need to add or any advice or anything that you'd just like to put out there right now for people?
Well, we want to thank the community, those that are continuing to help support this effort that is obviously a life challenge for everyone. We hope that everyone understands that, you know, this is something we're doing for everybody in the community and trying to protect not only yourselves, but those that you may come in contact with otherwise. So we want to thank them. I know our government and our emergency management officials in our hospital are working closely to focus on a few areas that we want to keep spread free, so to speak. So I want to thank them for continuing to work together, and everybody just pull together. We're in this together, and we'll get out of it together. So.
Yeah, I know there's been a lot of people who feel like they're being punished for having to do all this, and that's not the case at all. They're trying to protect everybody.
Exactly. Yeah, it's right now, it's the idea. Normally in America, we have our own personal liberties and our own personal freedoms. But at this point, we really need to put above that our civic responsibility to protect the community.
That's exactly right. Okay, anything else before I turn you loose?
No, hey, thank you, gentlemen, as always, once again, for giving us an opportunity. We appreciate
okay.
it.
Rodney,
have a great day.
Rodney, thanks a lot. Take care of yourself. All right.
You too.
All right. That was Rodney Wan, who's the Clinton County Health Department Director. We're talking about what's going on with the coronavirus and our WILO Chamber of Commerce leading in uncertain times.